What's up?
What's going on?
Excited for tonight. I am so excited for tonight. Tonight, I have Madam Madonna, exotic instructor and sex goddess.
Yes. The one and only Madonna.
I am the kinky kid. I am a kink educator. I myself got started because I had a video on YouTube called How to Suck Good Dick or Dick Good. And that video ended up getting featured on WorldStar. And from that video getting featured on WorldStar, women all over the world started asking me to teach them how to suck dick. What's up, King Solar Power? How are you? If you hit comments, you'll be able to see the comments that the people leave, Madonna.
Okay, somewhere up to 5 minutes.
Comments. So for now, for 12 years, I've been, you know, teaching thousands. Well, I've taught thousands of women, reached millions of women with my dick sucking skills. So through my journey over the last, I say, year or two, I found Miss Madonna and Madonna Madame, and found out that she kind of does some of the same things that I do. So I reached out to her, and we follow each other on Instagram. So I've been watching her. She's been watching me. So I reached out to her, and I said, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? And she like, oh, my God, I love you. And it was so funny because I love you. You know what I'm saying? I really like what you do. I like how you what you do with the ladies. I saw you do a lot. When I first started following you, I saw you do a lot of different games and stuff and things you do. So would you like to share with them a little bit about what you do? And we're really going to talk about dick sucking. We're going to talk about how we, you know, the shame with it. We're going to talk about confidence. We're not just, we really teach women because it's a mental thing as well as a physical thing. So you have to let go of some of your mental blocks. So Madam Madonna, why don't you tell us some things about you?
Oh my God, I am so excited to be on your podcast. Y'all don't know, I've been following her forever. And to be on her podcast is like, oh my God, it's amazing. Especially to meet a dick sucker like me. All right, so I am Madonna. I am in New Orleans, Louisiana, known as NOLA. Down here, I am a sex instructor. I host fantasy parties, which I teach the women how to have sex as well as the body products, as well as I'm the one to call for the littest party. Like, I'm the only one in the city could get any woman anywhere to suck dick. Pool party, strip club, second line, DJ. You want somebody to the party to be crunk, you call me.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, hey everybody, how y'all doing? Hey, the Nail Diary, hi. Hey, Tiffany, what's up, everybody? Come on in, you all. Make sure if you all have any questions for us, you know, to put them in the chat. Make sure you put pound whatever so we'll know what you're responding to if you happen to answer a question. What's up, Ayana? How you doing? Do you have any questions for me before we get started?
Not really. The only question I have for you is, I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm going to ask the questions when we go to the topic. I want to know where you from.
I'm from Chicago. I'm from the south side of Chicago, born and raised. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, mine is not for crunkness. My classes, mine is actually more really into, I tell women, by the time I finish with you, you either going to want to go home and suck his dick or leave him. Because I tell them what I teach you, every man don't deserve. You can't give everybody what I teach you because everybody don't deserve it. If he ain't giving you the woo-wop-y, you don't give him the woo-wop-y. You understand? Because they're going to get there. So this is for somebody who's showing up and showing out for you. And you can't suck everybody because everybody can't handle somebody who could do what I do on a dick. And I've learned that the hard way. You know, so that you have to be careful with who you choose to give it to. You can't bring You can suck their dick in the beginning, but you can't give them the whoopee until they earn that motherfucker. Because believe me, they'll be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Now, I actually wrote a book about dick sucking called I'm a Sucker. I'm going to ask her. I did a journal with it. So we're going to ask each other some questions, and we're just going to go through some things for you all. If you all have anything or any questions that you all want to ask, please make sure to put them in the chat. We're definitely open. We do this. So this is from the heart. This is from the brain. This is passion that we have. I love sucking dick. I teach women how to fall in love with the dick. If you don't love it, don't suck it. You know, don't you want him to love your pussy when he suck it? Well, I want you to love his dick when you
yeah,
suck
you
it.
Know, oral is a oath. So what you want him to do to you, you have to do to them. That's who I am. I am Madonna. 13 per inches is the most that I have sucked. I'm trying to go to 14 inches, as well as I never last past 5 minutes. And I do preach no kids left behind. We swallow all kids.
Yes, so let's go. I am definitely a swallower. I too also have hit 13 and a half inches. With that, I decided to teach women how to do it. And so the first woman that I learned how to deep throat from was, now I can't remember her name. Vanessa Del Rio. She had a book that I read when I was younger, because I came across a big one when I was 18. So, and I was a nerd, so I got this book, and Vanessa Del Rio taught me that if you put your head on an angle, whether you lean off of a bed, lean off of a chair or a couch, and get your head on the angle, then you're able for him to slide down. You want your mouth to be perpendicular with your throat. Because right now, that's why women, when they take those bananas and stuff, they're able to do it so easily because that banana has that curve. So they're able just to do this. But if you really want to take a dick, you need to get your throat to be angled, your mouth to be angled with your throat. So you could do that better sometimes in 6'9", depending on how he hangs or whatever.
And then exactly. And that's what I teach them. They head, tail, chin, lip. That's what I teach them. I tell them to look up to the sky. Drink a bottle of water. As you're drinking a bottle of water, you beat the water. You're able to look up. As you're able to look up, you open your airway and you're able to fuck it through.
Mm-hmm. Say that again, because you covered your mic a little bit.
Oh, okay. I said, I call it the head chin lift. So when you tilt your head, lift your chin, and look up, you open your airway, you relax your airway. He's able to fuck it through, like you say. But I teach him to, if they drink bottles of water and look up, they're able to open their airway as well as to swallow.
Okay, so that's a good idea for women who want to do it like that. She's saying to practice, take a bottle of water and gulp that sucker straight down. And as you're doing it, you'll learn how to control, because you got to, even though you're pouring the water, you have to control when you swallow it. So it's a, you know, it's not just an ah and it's going straight down. You kind of move your throat with it to allow it goes and swallows, you know what I'm saying? As you inhale the water, swallow, stop, swallow. So that's a good way to learn how to control your throat as well. Yes, Leslie.
So you never asked me who I learned from.
We haven't got that yet. My book is available on my website, The Nail Diary. I'm sorry, this particular one, I have two books, but this one is about dick sucking. It's called I'm a Sucker, and it's available on my website, thekinkykid.com.
Amazing book. Get your book.
I'm about to put my website up on the screen for you so you can know where to go get it.
You could read it at work, on your lunch break. You could read it at the park. You could read it before he about to come over.
Yes. And it really, I teach the class, but the book goes in depth really just about it. And it comes with a journal. And we're actually going to go through some of the questions in the journal today. But how old were you the first time you sucked dick?
Ooh. Girl, she got me telling my age.
Well, hold on. I'll tell mine.
Well, I know how good I was. Oh, the first one. Because
I want to know the first time. Was it 15. Your boyfriend? Was it a neighbor? You was how old?
15.
Okay. Were you in a relationship?
I was a side piece and he was an older man.
Okay. He was an older man. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see you. So for that, how was your first experience? Did he make it?
I hate it. When I first did it, I guess because I was a child then, it was like, oh, nasty. It looked like a worm. Like, what is this? It's slimy. Not no more.
So at what age do you think it changed for you? When did you realize, like, I like this? This is cool.
I have to say my early 20s. I'm the only girl, and I always heard my brothers know beige girls. So it was like, okay. That what made me wanted to say, you know what? Certain stuff I can't do. You know, these niggas really be bashing us. So I want to say like my early 20s, when I wanted to really explore and wanted to keep a man. And also, oh my God, God bless her soul, my godmother. She used to get tipsy and sit us in front of her and tell us how to tootsie roll on it and how to have buku saliva on it. And I'm the only one in the clique like this. Everybody else like, oh, my, be quiet. I'm like this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm listening. I'm like, y'all crazy. I need a man one day.
Right. So you learned how to do it and found she made it where, okay, you started to enjoy it at that time. Mm-hmm. Do you like the texture of it?
Yes.
What do you
let me tell you the favorite part that I like. The favorite part I like is actually watching how soft it be and then watch how it grow in your throat and just, oh, you know.
I'm a dick whisperer. Are you a dick whisperer?
I feel like I am.
I'm a dick whisperer.
I never had nobody past 5 minutes. It's like.
Well, see, this is me though. To me, it's a difference from somebody. I know a girl, I had a chick once eat my pussy, right? And she made me come in 2 minutes. And she was like, yeah, I told you I could eat pussy. I said, no, you can't eat pussy. You know how to make me come fast. That's not being a good pussy eater. So to me, being able to make somebody nut fast doesn't make you a good dick sucker. The love.
So do you want to know, when I ever suck dick, did I make it numb to where it fucked them up and they stand up and they start holding it?
I understand all that. Right, but what I'm saying is, for me, like, I teach women to fall in love with it. So when you have that love for it, being a good dick sucker is not being able to make you come fast, but controlling when I'm ready for you to come. Like, I'm able to do that. Even with the numbness, whatever, I know what to bring in what order to give you that at a certain time. I wouldn't bring that, and I want you to enjoy this. You've been waiting.
It depends on the moment. I teach the women, depends on the moment, because it's a 5 minute nut to shame the fuck up. So, of course, you know, I teach them it depends on my move. Like, if I'm ready, because he's stunning, and he always like, man, you can't suck no dick, I bet you can't make me nut quick, I'm going to make him nut quick. But if I want to take his soul, yay, I will caress it, massage it, be a masseuse at that time. Still his soul, actually watch his eyes roll to the back, fall out, then come back to life. Yes. It's just the different moves I want to say makes me do different stuff. And then, like you say, how you feel. Like, if it's like somebody, I don't know, because I've been celibate for a little minute. So I have been trying to find myself, because like you say, you can't just have anybody. And then by me being an instructor, and New Orleans so small, it's so hard for me to be like, I want to suck your dick without you knowing somebody. So I'm about to go out of town and just be like, you know what? I'm about to suck everybody's dick out of town.
Wait, hold on. We're going to get ping, ping. Where you coming? Ping, ping.
Got it, buddy.
Yeah, so if it's to prove a point, I definitely understand. Give them the thunder. You know what I'm saying? Hit them with the woo-woppy bang, bang. But if it's somebody that you want them to know, if you want to make love to it, then enjoy it. Bring that with it. Get into it. Don't rush it. Control it. Like I said, I'm a dick whisperer. It's going to talk to me. It's going to let me know. I know how to make it nut. When it's ready to nut, I control that. So when you get into it, it'll tell you. The blood rush into it. It gets super hard. You know what I'm saying?
Then
you
might body language tell you everything.
But hey, just like our hips rise, their hips rise
with your eyes open so you can see what's going on.
A lot of them can't hold the moans in. if you own it right, they can't hold. They sent some, you know.
Yeah, I didn't have people smack the fuck out me while I was doing it. I didn't have people push me off. I didn't have people jump out the bed, kick shit. I'm like, what you mad for? Like, you
now,
just mad.
Have you ever went down on a man and when you got to him because of his hair or whatever, or it was an unpleasant smell?
No, because what comes out my mouth is dirty, but what goes in it clean. I have a technique where I wash my penis off before I suck it. Okay. You know, I prep it because I'm about to eat it up. So I got to prep
it. What about with you? For me, I know I have to
let I don't like hair, so...
Yeah, I let all my partners know.
Washing, so I'm not about to suck a dick that stink. But I let
people know if they want to have this experience that they need to keep themselves shaving because I'm going all the way down. So right here, that little space is where my nose is.
But you know what I noticed? Men hair is more coarse and hurt than ours. You get it? So they always want us to be bald, but they strings be so long. So no, like I can't do that. I don't want my tongue or my jaws getting cut up from them long strings, thick of hairs. No.
I always tell men to make sure that they keep themselves clean and taper down there. And even for me with your balls as well. Because me, I start my hands. I don't put my hands on your shaft at all. Because I'm a dick sucker. So that's when women put their hands on here and they doing all that, you all are giving head. And you all are only focusing on his head. You doing all of this. Y'all giving head. My hand is up under his nuts. This hand is rubbing his belly, twisting his nipple up under his ass, squeezing him. And I have penis in my mouth. You understand? So you have to know the difference on how you approach it and everything. So with that, this has to be clean. I can't have no man who got no just bush and is no.
Ooh, musty nuts. You ain't nobody
on
no musty nuts.
You need to get prepared for this journey.
But you know, that's why I can't really do too much of spurl at the moment. I'm gonna ask you this question because you my idol. This is my idol, y'all. I'm talking to my Instagram followers. This is my idol.
Okay.
Y'all don't know. I really won't cry. Like, I really watch this lady to learn how to suck dick. Like, y'all don't understand for me to be talking to a bitch that taught me. I'm sorry. I had to. But, like, everybody in my classes always want to know, have I ever sucked dick while he was driving? I can't do that. I never was able to suck dick while he was driving. I want to know that. I want to know two things. Can you get recorded? Because I could have never got recorded because as soon as I tried to suck the dick, the phone falls. So I don't know how they got that point going on. And I don't know how they could suck dick driving. So I want to know from a real dick sucker and my person that my dick sucker is. My dick sucker guy right here.
Well, I'm going to answer
the
question.
I want to know, you know.
I'm going to answer it. And a lot of people don't believe it, but I've never let anybody record me sucking dick. That's not what I do. And my thing is now, I have before recorded myself, you know what I'm saying, on my device, but I've never allowed anybody a phone in a room on their device to be able to record me. Now, again, I don't know how. I'm 48. So when I started, we didn't even have all these cell phones and stuff like that. So that wasn't something I had to bring to the table.
Right.
But now that I'm at this table and I know who I am, see, my kinkiness does not evolve around the freakiness of another person. So therefore, the things that other bitches do, my mouth does way better. So I don't have to record myself. I don't have to put myself in a position so when you get mad, you can't nobody in the world send you no video of me sucking dick saying, look, she did this. Nah,
I
did.
Can't say that.
But you ain't got proof.
I got videos out there before I came down.
I don't knock nobody.
My own videos. My own.
But look.
Like you say.
Don't get me wrong.
I had to record.
I don't knock nobody.
He couldn't record though.
Right. I don't knock nobody.
Because he couldn't handle it. That's why I want to know how.
Right. I understand that.
He could.
But what I'm saying is, I don't knock nobody for what they do. I've been in this industry for 27 years. You understand? I've been an exotic dancer. I've been a dominatrix. A phone sex operator. I pimp some bitches and I've owned my own company for 12 years. So I've been in this industry. So I don't knock nobody. I'm just saying for me personally, but if you, man, look what Kim Kardashian, that little shit she did, got her paid. I know if I get married, whatever, hey, it's on, baby. Cut that camera on.
But right quick, I just want to let them know, those who want to wear a mask. I have a $500 What That Mouth Could Do contest. Y'all can enter it, put a mask on. It don't have to be a dick. It could be anything. But I suck dick.
Throw the fish. Okay, so she's saying she has a contest called Where Can They
What
Find
What That Mouth Could Do.
Where can they find it?
They can find it on my Instagram, sexyred_fantasies. You join my OnlyFans. It's free. And you can see and you like and win $500. Easy money. Doing something you love to do anyway.
So I could enter?
Yay.
No, I'm not going to enter.
You're going to win.
I'm not going to enter. I would have to do it on the dildo.
You have one of your students. Put one of your students up.
They would have to do it. Like I said, anybody watching this taking my class, I teach virtual dick sucking classes as well. I just did one right before we got live on camera, before we did the show. I just did a virtual class. So I teach virtual classes as well. Come on in, everybody. If you like what we're talking about, if you know you got a girl who thinks she's a dick sucker, she got two bad bitches right here. We got Nola representing, and we got Chi-Town representing. I didn't talk thousands. I know you have as well. I didn't reach millions, and I'm a beast at what I do. I've been featured on World Star. I got a book about it, and I play no games. Understand? I got a deep throat. But this, I don't have to open my legs to make them beg, and I don't have to open my mouth to give them head. I fuck them with this. This is my beast. And once you understand that, all this other shit is just extras.
Exactly.
And a lot of you all want to lead with your mouth. You want to lead with your pussy. Pussy ain't it. Ain't no such thing as super pussy. All of us got a pussy. Half of y'all think y'all got good pussy and you ain't never even had
You really don't. You ain't never even had an orgasm.
Yeah, you ain't exactly. never had an orgasm, but you want to think your shit bad. No, it is.
Don't know where your G-spot at. You exactly, because that's what I touch. You have to know the anatomy for real. I feel like women like, no, I'm going to let you ask the questions because I feel like women like, because we don't know the anatomy of our own vagina as well as a penis. So I feel like how you can have sex if you don't know.
Well, I also wrote another book called 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky. In this book, I give 15 different kind of orgasms that we as women can have. A lot of you all are not getting one. It's 5 orgasms you can have just in your vaginal area alone, yet you're not getting one. We're saying the type of dick I teach women to suck, the type of dick she do, every man don't deserve it. If he's not pleasing you, if he's not going out of his way to make sure you're good, then you can't give him this, because then they'll be trying to kill you.
Yeah, I don't know, because it depends on how they feel. Them girls be like, look, I want to snatch his soul. Go ahead, snatch his soul. I'm not going to tell him not to snatch
his soul.
If you learn to cut up the snatch and take somebody, that's all on y'all. That's all on you. I'm just giving you the gift.
I didn't snatch some souls, and when I realized that everybody can't handle getting their soul snatched.
They can't.
I've had some men do some very bad things to me because they couldn't let, because they wanted to
that's a whole nother. So, we have to have another
with
topic
that,
for this.
I had to learn now to vet better. Everybody can't get this. You got to show up and show out in some type of way in order for me to say that I'm going to do this with you. It can't just be.
But to be honest, a lot of leaders that I really be having is mostly married women and women in relationships. I do have
my book.
But not too much of single people. But yeah, you is right. I don't think
If I got anybody watching in Atlanta, I am coming to Atlanta August 19th and August 20th. I will be doing
Madonna coming out there too. Stop it.
I will be doing my Kinky Suckers class out there. It is available on Eventbrite. It's called Kinky Suckers, or you can look up Doug Kinky Kid, but make sure you all check that out. If you're in Atlanta, I will be to Atlanta. If you're close to Atlanta, I promise you it's worth the fucking drive. You know what I'm saying? I change lives. I make you either want to fall in love with the dick or leave the dick, because every dick ain't worth the bitch you are, you know? And I help you with that. You were asking me something about sucking dick with a condom and without a condom.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you a question. I want to know the difference And do you prefer what you prefer? What's the difference in sucking a dick with a condom and without a condom? Because in my class, I do teach, you know, with a condom and without a condom. Do you feel like with a condom, is it more work? Without a condom, do you not prefer? Because like you said, you know, when you dick whisper, you can't suck everybody, dick and fuck everybody. And that's why I be feeling like sometimes I'm going to be single for a long time because I don't want to give my shit away like that. I won't just touch my shit out. Like, I want to give it, but I'm not ready yet. But anyway, I want to know the difference between
sucking dick
with a condom and without a condom.
I really do believe in safe sex, but at the same time, my mouth is dirtier than any dick I ever put in my mouth. My mouth is already dirtier than any dick I've eaten. We all do. Our mouths have so much bacteria in it. So for me, I've asked doctors. I went there. Yes, you can get different things from doing something, but the risk for getting infection in your throat is way less than vaginal and anal sex.
Exactly.
Also, if you don't, like, say if you know you're about to do it, don't brush your teeth before it. Don't eat chips before it. Don't eat anything that can cut your gums. See, as long as you don't have any open sores in your mouth, if you're just swallowing it, then it can't, your stomach and the enzymes are going to kill it faster unless you have open sores in your mouth. And that's how you get the STDs. And that's how
you need to speak and say that because I teach them because I sell gag spray. And one girl was like, I don't need gag spray. I use my wash. And I told her not to use my wash. And she thought I was bashing her because she, you know, when you're in a class, you know, I listen to them too because I'm not going to be an instructor and be like, I can't listen to nobody. I can learn from everybody. You know, and I'm constantly learning as I'm going out from you, from other sex instructors that I admire. But I'm glad you brought that up. So y'all heard it from another dick goddess. That you're not supposed to use my wash. Y'all think that's cute? I've been telling them don't use my wash.
No, you don't
want to. It's opening up too many pores. It's opening up.
Right. It's going to open up the pores, and that makes you more susceptible to catch getting the bacteria and stuff to get into you. So the thing is with that, again, just don't brush your teeth before. Don't eat anything, chips, crackers, anything that could cut your gums. You want to make sure your gums are not in any way have little cuts in them from when you chew ice, you know, stuff like that. So I have before when I was younger used a condom, but I'm at a place now I don't suck a dick unless I trust it. You know, I'm not just putting any dick in my mouth. So by the time I get to that point, I feel like I should know that dick well enough where I'm not, I don't want him to put no plastic on me. I want him to hit it raw. I mean, you know, I want him to lick, I want
him to
put your tongue on me. Exactly. I don't, you know. So if you out here,
because that's a topic we need to talk about because I'm so tired of bashing me. They always, Madonna, talk about suck a dick. Nobody don't want to talk about how I'm going to give y'all 60%. 60% of you niggas don't know how to eat pussy. 65.
Well, okay. I teach men how to eat pussy as well. And the reality, your listeners can hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so most men eat pussy to get us wet, not to make us nut. They only going down there to lick on you so they can stick their dick in. I myself being a pussy eater, I love pussy. I eat the fuck out some pussy. I suck the fuck out some. I just fuck well all around. Understand that. But with that, when I go down on a woman, I ain't got no dick. So everything I got to give her, I got to give her with my tongue. So I tell men, the first thing I want you to do is I want you to go down there and I want you to fuck her like all you got is your mouth.
Yeah.
Your dick should be the last thing, but especially my black men. You are the least sexually educated when it comes to any class on sex. And you all think, because you all had his dick, and a lot of you all think you got big dick, and a lot of it ain't big. You all think you all got this dick, which is supposed to be like, oh
my God. I've been saying that. The reason they cocky. This is why they cocky.
They think they ain't got to do nothing because they got black dick. And black dick is the least sexual dick of all dicks.
You gotta realize a lot of African American relationships is comfortable. They would not tell their spouse that they're not doing it right. So if Joe hitting, you know, Kim, you heard me? He come fucking me, and I'm telling him, man, you don't know how to fucking. He like, man, man. 10 bitches. Them 10 bitches. No, no, they didn't.
Look, look. They never told like, you the truth. Every chick I went told me that she had every chick I went with. Me, I made have. No, you didn't.
You, like, oh my no, God. You didn't. Like, I'm talking no, to myself. Didn't. That's why I'm quiet. Y'all don't understand. I'm quiet.
I'm like, how long it take for her G-spot to engorge? How long it take? If you don't know how long it take for her G-spot to engorge, if she don't know how long it take for her G-spot to engorge, your sex is fucking whack. Because most men are done eating us and fucking us before our pussies even get hot.
Because they don't do foreplay. We do not kiss. We do not lick. We do not rub. We do not touch. We don't have body touch. We don't do Kama Sutra. We just go straight to it. Pull your pants down. Let me get it wet. And just like you said, and then you go to it. No.
That's not enough.
Facility.
I'm in Chicago. And Madam Madonna is in NOLA. She's in New Orleans. So I'm coming to Atlanta in August.
Baby.
I'm coming to Atlanta in August. So I'll be in San Antonio Labor Day weekend. So we'll be getting that together soon too. So come on, if anybody, Kink Squad, what's up? So we got a lot of people. I'm not coming to DC right now, but back to the pussy eating. So again, with the men, I want you all to go down there like all you got is your mouth. And then just like I said, the pussy talk to you. When you hit the right spot, if she pulling back or whatever, you ain't on the right spot. When it's the right spot, she gonna lean into it. She gonna lift up. It's gonna rotate on you. Now, if her legs are doing like this, y'all think, ooh, if she ain't twitching, you ain't doing it right now.
You be hurting us.
If she's twitching, that means she got to pee. You making her feel like she got to pee. But if she's so happy you down there, she's not going to stop you. But this is not a good feeling. Now, when she really getting it good, it's going to vibrate. It ain't going to twitch. A twitch is uncomfortable. A vibration is, you're going to feel it. Her thighs are going to kind of shiver on your jaws. You understand what I'm saying? It's a difference. When you really know how to do it, she ain't gonna run from it. She gonna put it to you. If she pulling back, that means you got your mouth in it, your teeth are on it, you're not positioned correctly. Don't get on your knees. Sniper the pussy. Lay in that pussy. Lay in it and get into it. Y'all wanna be on your knees?
Yeah,
get into
it. Because when I be telling you, you don't listen.
You did yeah. What?
I told them, I said, they be, y'all hear that? Because when I be telling them, listen, they think I be bashing them. I be like, no. Like,
no, you don't want to get
everything we do is a circle of motion. They only must take the time.
Good pussy eaters going to sniper that motherfucker. They going to lay in it. You understand that? And you going to let it talk to you. You're not going to lick it a few times and get up. That's not, no. Even if you find a little spot, get in there, enjoy it. Some women want your finger in there. Some, I don't have to put a finger.
I don't like
finger. I don't like that finger.
I hate finger.
I want you to eat my pussy. I want you to make finger. Me nut. I want you to, like I want to squirt in your mouth.
Do it right.
I want to squirt in your mouth. I want to ejaculate in your mouth. I want to do all that. I don't want no, you ain't going to cheat with no finger. No, it's tongue time. What's up, everybody? Anybody have any questions while we have me?
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, if any of your viewers have anything that they want to ask me, that's cool as well. What else did we have? Okay, I got some more questions for you. Let's see. And some of these questions are out of my journal. If you buy my book, ooh, it comes with
I'm about to hear you. Y'all ready for my answers?
With the book budget. And it comes with a journal, and it's on my website.
Gotta know I take it kind of oxygen.
But let's see, I got another question for you. What's the longest amount of time you spent sucking dick?
Ooh, the longest I did it, I had to say like one time I did like 20 minutes. Mm. I was full, 20 minutes. Because I was just like caressing. And then he was about to come, then I just stopped and said,
yes, yeah,
no. Then I did it again.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
And did it do it again, and then stop.
When you a good dick sucker, you get to control it. So some women, as soon as you get that feeling, you are, okay, let me make them come. But you controlled it. So once you know that you got this control, take them back down and bring them back up. Take them back down and bring them back up.
That was 20 minutes.
Y'all just want to rush to
that. That was punishment to him, though. They asked me a question.
What's up, Nurse Kim?
Stepped out from
what's up, Lauren? Lauren, I love you. Lauren did so, man, she took almost every class I have had. Much support and love from Lauren. I got so much support from her. Thank you so much over the years. It's been amazing. Okay. Do you ask your okay? For one, I like to get my face fucked.
Me too. Me too.
I'm a good.
It depends. Like certain stuff, I like to be submissive. Like sometimes I probably choke them and then give them head. It depends on what I do. Or I probably just lay them down and do that. Or sometimes I might be submissive, but it's weird. And I'm gonna confess to the world. I love for him to fuck me. Like it's just something about taking dick over oxygen.
Yes.
Makes me melt. Like kill me, bitch. Kill me.
Take it, and then I can. Some men go crazy, but if you know how to handle it, it's a rush in them. They will go wild, and you just ooh, take no, it.
Just
like,
go
wild, face.
Just ejaculate all over my face. My viewers want to ask me and you: have you ever tapped out from head? Yes, I have.
Getting head or giving head?
Getting head. Have you ever tapped out? Yes, I have. I have rained. Not too many, but yeah, I rained before.
When I was, I've only tapped out from sex once in my life, and I took that pink pussycat pill. And when I took that pink pussycat pill, and then, you know, we smoked or whatever, it was a good little night, we was vibing, I didn't feel anything. So I was thinking, oh, this ain't working. And we didn't have it right away. It was some hours. But when we started having sex, I had 51 orgasms. I tapped out at 51. Now, on a normal, I would get 20 to 30. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, I think that's
I had
what
51. And I was like, I
can't
know, take
I never went to 51. Maybe I never counted because, oh, Lord.
Well, I only counted time. Because.
You know what? I'm going to start counting. I stopped counting after 25. I'm
the only
like,
reason.
Man.
You sell the pink pussycat pill, too. So it was my first time. I actually got a video on YouTube talking about it. So I knew I wanted to do a video review on it. So I was counting because I wanted to give an honest review about it. Mm-hmm. I don't normally count when I'm having my orgasms. I just, you know, but that time I knew I was doing a
you
video.
Know what?
I'm
gonna count it. Now, you guys, I sell the honey, the pink pussy honey. And
I got the honey too.
It.
I haven't tried
I just
it,
got
but
the
I
review.
Have it.
Y'all can follow my website, sexyrayfantasies.com for all you need.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm gonna do that. That's a homework assignment.
Yeah.
How many orgasms can you have? But if they can't last past 5 or 10 minutes.
Well, see, that's the right. But that's why it's so important for men to be proficient and sufficient in foreplay. A lot of you all think that you all are getting it in. A lot of you all do not last past first quarter. And first quarter is only 15. A quarter is only 15 minutes. And y'all be huffing and tied. I had this one guy. I used to be like 7:08. 7:15. What's that? Your time. You need to think that. I'm going to call you out on it. You're not going to try to make me think you just threw it down when you wasn't even in there
well,
5 minutes.
Well, then they're
going to
get mad at you, but that's what
get
I
mad, because I'm mad.
This is your facility.
Stop allowing
they
people.
They have to play by your rules.
Stop getting
they have
up.
To.
I understand. I love making money off of sex toys. I love that we sell sex toys, but it is unfair for you to fuck a man, and after you fuck him, you got to play with yourself because he couldn't make you come. That is unfair to you. Get your nut, ma. You deserve
and that's
it.
That's why y'all
and
be stealing
giving it to you. You need to sit back. I have videos on YouTube. I have a video on YouTube called Timing Your G-Spot. In that video, I described to you a masturbation technique so you can learn how long it takes for your G-spot to engorge. Mine takes a minimum of 20 minutes. How long
now,
is
you
yours?
Know what? When I teach women to play with their pussy because they need to know how to come, it's weird. So now y'all seeing this from someone else telling you the same thing. We're not trying to make you buy our toys. We're just trying to make you have your sex better, but
you
I
have
feel
to
like
learn your pussy so you could teach it to him. Because
exactly.
Let me tell you, each one of us have our own combination. It is up to you to learn your combination because every bitch is different. And what one bitch might like, I might not like. So I have to learn what it is I want, need, and desire. And I have to be brave enough to tell him, don't do that. Do this. I like this. You can't lay there because most men don't know how to please you. So you have to come with instructions or guide him. If you know you need your nipple twisted, keep putting his hand on your nipple till he do it. Don't just say, well, forget it. I don't need that. Come on. You know, if you know you need your toes sucked, be honest enough to say, put my toe in your mouth. But these
and that's when it comes down to the confidence. And I teach them to turn to their vagina and say this is their facility. They have to play by my rules. When you enter my facility, it's rules. Like, and that's why everybody cheat, because don't nobody want to be honest and say, you don't know how to do this. I don't like it like this. I like it like this. I like to get fucked in my ass with buku spit. I like for you to sit on my chest and fuck my face. It might be weird to men, but it's not weird to me. I like my face fuck. I'm just playing.
No, I'm serious. Me too. It's not
that serious. I'm like, no.
And okay, you covered something a second ago, and I want to talk about that. I love a good facial. Okay. Now, for me, after that, say, I used to kind of be against them, and then I got with this guy, and he explained it to me in a way that just made me fall in love with it. It's a lot of places that shit could go, but he decided to put it on my face. And I worked for that. I deserve that. You understand? So I want you to empty your love juice on my face, because my face is pretty enough. My face is special enough. My face is loving enough for you to release on me. And then once you do, I'm going to look at you. I'm going to lick my lips, and I'm going to say, thank you. What? Y'all playing with me? I show up and show out for me. It's a power in me.
Too. I feel like I do it for me, but that's what I teach women. That's why I feel like
I do it for me.
But how do you feel about this question? Because I get this question a lot. Like, what if he don't deserve it? You can't be with nobody.
At this age, I'm not fucking nobody who don't deserve it.
You got that? That's why my pussy's on lock. Everybody don't deserve it.
At this age, they got to be doing something for them to deserve it. I'm not showing up. I don't just fuck for show no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just fucking because I'm horny. I fuck with a purpose. I fuck with a plan. I fuck with a man or a woman. But, you know.
I know that's the question that everybody want to ask about me. Which one am I? Do you classify yourself in a...
I'm pansexual.
Like, all right, so let me see how I want to explain it. To me, I don't feel like I'm a freak. I hate the word freak. Some people like the word freak. It's okay. I feel like I don't have no classification. Like, they be like, oh, do you do boys? Do you do girls? Do you do both? Are you bi? Are you straight? Like, I don't put in nothing. I'm Madonna.
Well, I am not a freak. To me, a freak is like a kindergartner. I'm a kink. I got my master's in this shit. Understand that?
Exactly.
But Victoria's a freak degree. Is somebody willing to do anything to please somebody else. I'm a kink. I show up and fuck for me. You're going to get yours because I'm showing up for me. And I'm good enough to make you enjoy that too. Because y'all don't show up for you in the bed. You wait for him to show up. And this MFA don't know how to show up for you.
Right.
He ain't never had you before. Exactly. He ain't never had a you. So you got to teach him what to do to a you. But you want to lay there and let him do some shit another chick said was good. And it was
and
not
it wasn't.
Good.
It wasn't.
It was not good.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. Ooh, one more question. Because I be trying to teach this because a lot of women bash little dick niggas. So I'm on little dick side. Because I feel like in certain positions, a person with a little dick will put you in and will hit your G-spot and have
a little dick can do things a big dick,
big dick can't do. I say that.
Let me tell you, a little dick is gonna go in and hit that G-spot, right? He gonna go in and he can hit it. A big dick going right past it. It's going right past it. Now, with a big dick, you do have the deep spot and you have the A spot. But most men don't know about those spots, so they just trying to bang your cervix. If you find a big dick man who knows how to rock it, but if you just a banging ass big dick man, she's not a happy camper. Because I've had 13 and a half inches and it did not give me an orgasm. But I had a 6-inch that rocked my world. Understand
how about
that?
A 5?
So don't fear a little dick, because little dick can do stuff big dick cannot do. And and they come with a little bit more because they know they small. They mouth be a little more powerful too on that tip.
It do. I think niggas have the most best head. Oh Lord. They know how to take care of it because they make it feel good.
And then women
thing on in their robe feel good. Yeah.
And women want these big dicks and then they can't even open their mouth to get it on.
Suck it. I said the same thing.
Y'all what want these things. So in your jaws are muscles. I teach blowjob exercises. Exercise you could do. Any muscle you have, the way you work it and move it is how you get to expand it. For you to be able to open your mouth better and do whatever, it's different exercises and things.
Exactly.
You could do with your mouth, move it to the side. It's a muscle. So if you learn to, I used to do them while I was driving. I'd be driving like, you know, moving my jaw and stuff. But it's allowed me to be able to open my mouth wider. Then women with higher cheekbones, they have a deeper, like when I do my classes, I actually demonstrate and put the dildo down the women's mouths. I teach a burp technique. So I'm a deep throater as well. And the way I do it is kind of like you, but I teach mine with, I actually learned from sword swallowers how to suck, how to deep throat. And I took this technique and I put it and I implemented it in my class, and it's called the burp technique. I have a video about it on my main page at The Kinky Kid on YouTube. And it's also in my book, I'm a Sucker. But with that, I open and I expand your esophagus. Once I get your esophagus open, I'm able to slide right down. So now me, I to get it down, anybody here, if you sit there and make yourself burp, if you know how to make yourself burp, I want you to make yourself burp. And you'll see that when you take that air and you swallow it in, at that point, you expand your esophagus and then you push that air back out. If you learn how, when you swallow that, to let it come back in. Can y'all see me? That's how you do it. So I have this technique that I teach. It's a video about it on YouTube, and you all can check it out. But that's the thing that I teach in my classes that make my class stand out. I teach women how to do this particular technique. Lauren, if you're still in here, you've taken my class. Well, how would you, what would you say about it? You've taken a few of my classes. The last party we did was off the chain. It was a lot of ladies there. We had a good, it was your birthday too. I don't know if she's still there and it takes 5 seconds. But is there anything else that you wanted to ask me or that anybody else? Did we answer the questions they said? What was the other question they asked?
I think we asked everything. You got to ask one. I think you didn't finish your journal.
Oh, okay, right. I'm making sure I wasn't leaving nothing out that they asked. Okay, I've never had this happen, but I know men who say that they do this. Have you ever sucked a man off and then they refuse to kiss you?
No, but you know what? I teach this. Okay, so I teach women if they was to do it and they think it's gross, kiss him, and then he not gonna nut in your mouth no more if you feel like that. But no, I never had to because.
Either, but I know me
because I don't know. Like you said, like I feel like my sex is my world. So if you start dating me, I can't go to your level. Like you have to come to me. So whatever I like, you're gonna have to like, or it's not gonna be right. Like I'm not about to just. So yeah, I swallow all the kids and go.
Do you eat groceries?
No.
Huh.
I plead the fifth, bitch.
I definitely eat the groceries. there's nothing wrong with that. I think.
Wait, Lord have mercy. Look
have you ever had any dick sucking fantasies?
No, like because
they always do it in class too, don't they, Lauren? Lauren like, said, I really that do everything. Thank you so much.
Like, how I want to say, like, I did everything I wanted to do. So it's really like nothing. Like, I'm like you, like, my fetish is like sometimes I like to swallow. And if I don't like to swallow, I like to be like stand up and just be pretty and just throw modeling wise, just come all on me and I just rub it in. Oh, I'm sorry. I just went there. But you know,
I see you was really into that. When it comes to swallowing, I'm going to say this. I'm going to show my age with this. But it was this episode of The Cosby Show. And Vanessa had went and got married and nobody met her husband. And then she brought him home and everybody was kind of upset. So what was his name? Bill Cosby. He made dinner and he asked the guy what he liked or whatever. And he made him like a steak, a baked potato. And he made him some whatever, potatoes, whatever. And he put it on top of a garbage lid and he handed it to him. And the guy was like, why you do that? He said, because I don't care how good you are. If you put it on this garbage lid, it's still trash. If you're not afraid, if you're afraid to swallow, you know, to me, why do it if you can't finish?
Yeah, That's the purpose of you sucking. That's what I
don't half-ass.
You gotta do it to make him nut.
If your goal is to make him nut, take it. And in the way I do it, by the time you get to it, it's so much saliva in your mouth. When you deep throat,
know the difference. I say
when you deep throat, you actually when it's time. So that's what we say about learning how to control his nut, right? When you know that dick is talking to you, so you know it's about to come. When it gives you that last jerk, that's when you take him, and that's when you implement your deep throat. At that moment, he nuts, and he's already past your taste buds. But you all just want to put it here, and then it's going to do this. I don't play with it. I swallow it. You know, just, hey, woman up and take it.
Oh, girl, I didn't hate somebody. One of my viewers was wanting to know, like, what if they begged them? Girl, I had that one time. Girl, that's why I be teaching people to drink the water. Because I was like, damn.
I haven't done that, and I know women who can do that, and I probably can, but I'm going to try it because I think that would be cool. Lauren said, is it easier to deep throat if he's fucking your face or if you're on top of him sucking it? It's easy for me, any position that I'm in. Yeah,
but I like
love to get my face fucked, but face fucking.
With
face fucking, I like it a little bit better because I can handle their thrust. Now, you have some men who might go a little bit buck wild, but if you can handle it, allow it, because then you don't have to. They're going to control the pace and the speed that they need, where sometimes when you're on top of it, you have to control. You have to control it. I don't allow no hands on my head. I do not allow hands on my head. I got this.
I got that. That's what I do.
Do not put your hands on my head. That's what they do.
The movement, but they'll...
they're gonna lay back for this experience and let me do what I do. But you know, as soon as you want to a new person, I'm like, I get up. You don't do that. I got this. That's my dick when I'm on it. And if it don't know me, it's gonna learn today. Cause I'm not coming. Like for one, I'm not putting my hands on it. I'm starting at your balls. I'm doing stuff. I'm licking at. If I
you lick, suck, slurp. That's my motto. You lick the dick. You know, you kiss it first. This is what I teach my girl.
I start at the balls.
You suck.
If you suck dick and his balls dry, you suck terrible dick. There's no reason why his nuts should be dry if you just finished sucking his dick. If his nuts are dry, you did not accomplish what you... It's no way you have not... You haven't done enough whatever. His nuts should not be dry. If his nuts are dry, then you're not accomplishing your goal correctly. You can't ignore them. And they might not even know how important they are until you learn to implement them.
You gotta take dick over oxygen. You gotta relax all your muscles and you kiss it, you caress it, you love it, you care for it. You gotta get it out. You talk to it, you let it know you gotta come out.
I named the dick. If you all watch my videos, my video that was featured on World Star, I named the dick. Name the dick. Talk to the dick. You know what I'm saying? Give it
become
a name.
One I call with my, the dick.
I give my dick name. My dick name, Mr. Wiggles. I tell Mr. Wiggles, how you doing, Mr. Wiggles? You know, tell Mr. Wiggles I miss him.
I ain't never named it, but
tell Mr. Wiggles I can't wait to see him tonight. Tell Mr. Wiggles I was thinking about him. Guess when Mr. Wiggles coming? He coming home. See, men don't cheat for pussy. They cheat for appreciation. So when you learn how to appreciate the dick, you're taking it to another level. So name it and give it his. I want you to love his dick more than you love him. I want you to love his dick. And even if you don't, I want you to act like it. I want you to show up and show out for that dick. Understand that. Don't go down there and play with it. Go down there and make love to it. For you, though, because it's a power in you as well. But when you
get... Do you have an orgasm from sucking dick?
Yes. I have.
Yes.
I'm definitely wet, but I have, yes. She said when sucking and playing with the balls, does it make them come faster? It depends on the man. Some men are not used to having their balls. Some men love their balls.
Some men don't want you to touch their balls. Right. I didn't have men was like, man, don't touch my balls. And I'm like, that's the whole dick though, like
right. So you know, when I was younger, I probably went for that, but now they allow whatever I want to do. So
yeah,
decide what they did and did not enjoy, but they're not going to pass up the experience. So as long as you know how to control it, they're going to go for it, you know, but they want that experience. So they're going to allow me to do what I do. And then they have the right to say, well, I like this, I didn't like that, but I give them credit for allowing it.
But you got to also accept criticism. Like, you might not be what he wants. You got to accept what he wants. If he tell you, open your mouth, open your mouth. If he tell you, he want hands, because some men don't like hands, some men do want hands. Some men want you to,
some men ask for what they're used to. And again, a majority of my adult life, I've been with women. I've only been back with men for the last 6 years. And I've only been with 3 men since I've done those 6 years. But out of them, they've all enjoyed the experience. It wasn't any rules to it. Just let me do what I want to do.
I think they trusted
that I was going to be good to it, and they just allowed. Now, if it was something that they didn't like or that I did, whatever, that made them feel uncomfortable, we were old enough to have that conversation. I really like this. That was a little different for me. I don't know if I want you to do that again. And I appreciated that they went through with the experience, and I didn't do what they didn't feel comfortable with. But when you younger people would say, oh, don't do this, don't do that. I'm a grown woman and I fuck grown men and we fuck men. You know, it ain't no
rule. We'll fuck.
We talk about what we don't like and what we don't want before we even take our clothes off. You know what I'm saying? I know what I can't do. I know what you don't want a finger up your booty. Okay, I won't do it. You know what I'm saying? So you already know how to do that.
There she goes. Stop being messy. Now you being messy. Don't be messy. The world not ready for that topic right there. The whole the end part right there, they not ready for it, because I'm already debating with them. We got to talk about that too.
So right? This podcast, this is Kinkyology. This is my second season. My first season, like I said, I give 15 different orgasms in my book. So on my first season of Kinkyology, I did 17 different orgasms on that season. So if any of your listeners are interested in knowing more about the different orgasms, I break them down, what each one is, how you can give them to them. And that podcast, the podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, YouTube. Just Google it, Kinkyology. I also have a subsidiary to this podcast called Self. Because I found, and I know you know too, so many women go out their way to please a man but won't make sure she good. So I did Self because I need you all to know, I don't care how much I love him, I never love him more than I love me. Exactly. You have to love you more. You can't say, oh, you complete me. No, I complete myself. You add on to me. You got to put everything you got into you, because then if that man do love you, you're not going to feel like you worth that love. So it's really important for you to put you first. Before you go be this dick sucker, before that, before this, make sure you love you. And some people, my sexuality is connected to my spirituality. Some people didn't find their spirituality until they learned their sexuality.
Yeah.
Right.
So the reality is
that they are connected. We have 3 different types of sex. You have vanilla sex, you have kinky sex, and you have tantric sex. Some of you all don't even know about tantric sex. Yet you think you're a beast in the bedroom. Yet you think you be throwing down, but you don't even know how to connect your soul with somebody. And I try not to teach it, because I know women who digmatize who ain't never had an orgasm from dick. So I don't want to teach women how to get a soul. Yep. You know, some of y'all going crazy over a dick that ain't never made you orgasm. That's the dumbest I ever heard.
That's what it is. That's what I feel like. Everybody just settle for everything. I'm not settling for nothing. You have to enter my facility. It's my rules. This is how we're going to have it. I'm not about to have childish sex. That's why I teach confidence with the women in the bedroom, because some women be wanting to suck dick but don't have the confidence to suck it. Want to be a freak, but they hear the F word, which I hate the F word. They want to be a slut, a hoe. And some women forget. Like, that, they probably will suck a dick on their knees to get them. And then once they get married, they don't want to suck dick on their knees no more. So how do you feel married hoes that don't want to be a hoe no more?
You still got to be a hoe. Actually, for me, I don't feel like you. I fucked a lot of people, but I've never been a hoe. You know what I'm saying? I've never been a hoe, but I've had my share of lovers. But I feel once you get married, that's when you should be a hoe. You should try and do everything, the ones that you're curious about and he curious about.
Curious about doing. I said
the same thing. How you going to say, oh, I don't want this your husband. Some. This is a man. It's when I tell you it's 17 to 20 orgasms out here, and a lot of you all are not having one, but you think your life is lit. Some of y'all miserable because you ain't never had an orgasm. Because you fucking for nothing. Because you getting fucked and not made love to. Because you getting screwed and ran amok and led astray. You know, it's a place, I call it Kinky Land. And it's rainbows and bunnies and cotton candy and sprinkles of, you know, all different flavors. And some of you all don't get that urethra, that europia when you have sex. Some of you all just get fucked. And that's not it. It's a beautiful place. And when you learn where it is, but you got to get good with self first. Exactly. I suck dick for me. Can't no man disrespect me. Can't nobody say, yes, I am a dick sucker. Google me. Google me.
I am one.
I ain't got no shame in that. Yeah, you could call me a whore. You could call me whatever. You just ain't never going to get this throat. Understand that. Y'all got to be strong. My confidence is mine. Yeah, I get disrespected. I get stuff at me all the time. But I knew who I was when I started this.
Exactly.
You have to be secure. You have to be confident. You have to know who you are. Can't nobody bring me down but God. Nobody.
I feel like that.
You got to know who you are. Some of you are trying to find yourself and you're not looking at yourself.
And you hate me everything because I know myself and I try to teach other women to know themselves.
That's one of the first things. Not to go there, but self-preservation is the first law of nature. You got to make sure you good first. You have to. So, yeah, we didn't do all the questions, but if you all, like I said, the book, I teach a class. I do virtual classes. The book kind of breaks down everything, a lot of the stuff we talked about. It's not a long book because I go straight through what we're talking about, from sloppy toppy to the foreskin, sucking uncircumcised dicks, sucking circumcised dicks, you know.
And it both prepared. Is a different way.
I like to teach that. I call what I teach a dead formula. And the reason I do that is because I have no idea what your dick is or how it looks. So what I have to teach you is something that no matter what comes out that pants, I give you the confidence to know that you can handle that. Whether it's big or small, I give you a purpose. I give you a passion. I give you an understanding. I give you a knowledge. And I give you an excitement to want to go try the stuff that you learned in my class.
Yeah, so when really you go home, you about to go swallow all.
So I say you either going to want to leave them or suck it by the time I'm done with you. Because you're going to realize he ain't worth the bitch you are, especially when I slide that dildo down your throat. You know, but thank you, Lauren. Thank you. What's up, Nurse Kim? Thank you so much. Yeah, so with the finger in the ass, no, a lot of men won't do that. Men have a P-spot in their ass the same way we have a G-spot. You could give a man one of the strongest orgasms he's ever had, and you don't even have to touch his dick. Again, a lot of men will never figure out, and a lot of women will never really play with the ass, but the ass is his own orgasm. It's a very powerful orgasm. It's one that everybody should try, even if you don't want to do it with a dick. It's toys out here, anal beads, it's different butt plugs you could use, but it's a very powerful orgasm. Anything else anybody want to say? I really enjoyed
it. I just want y'all to know, if y'all come to NOLA, look me up. And then if not, I could come to you guys because I am the littest in the city.
Yes, I've been following
my website and my Instagram, sexyrayfantasies.com.
Well, I'm the Kinky Kid One. My Instagram is the. That's not even.
We need to go live on Instagram as well and on Facebook sometimes throughout the day, so y'all can ask us questions and see what we do.
Okay.
Y'all understand? This is my idol. It feels so good to have a whole.
I got the wrong damn.
With somebody who you watch and admire, and she like me.
Yes. Well, they can't see me on, your people can't see me, but I'm Duck Kinky Kid One on Instagram. If you're not following my Instagram, and I'm always talking about sucking dick and eating pussy. So if you don't like it, follow me.
So you guys have any more questions?
Do I feel about the rose? So I'm gonna tell you, and then I'll let her tell you how she feels about the rose. For me, I think I've learned a lot being a person that sells sex toys, and you learn the different things. The rose was a very cool experience for me. I enjoyed it. If you're a squirter, and most women probably will squirt for the first time using a rose, but what I liked about it was very powerful, like, oh wow, this is good. But what I didn't like, even though it's waterproof, it has all the different folds around it. So if you squirt sometimes, and a lot of you all do not clean your toys properly, so if you're not really submerging that and getting that out, that will get a yucky, smelly buildup
in there. And exactly. You got to wash your toys every time. You
right. Wash now, your toys. The womanizer, the rose was actually mimicked off of the womanizer. And the womanizer was made toy. Here in the but United
the
States.
The womanizer was pricey. I had the womanizer.
Yes, the womanizer was, and I was about to say that.
$100.
Yes.
I have one.
Yes.
$200 for my toy. That's why I be telling people, y'all be wanting to buy toys, but you don't understand. The more expensive, the better. My womanizer was
$200. You want toys. The rose is made in China. Now, I have toys that I do sell from China, but when you want quality toys and a certain, you're going to have to spend some real money on some of these toys. And the womanizer is, yeah, they have different kind, but they range anywhere from like $120 to
$200. Yeah, the cheapest womanizer was $79.99, and that was in the one. I had the actually $250 with the powerful one with the jewel, and it was purple, my favorite color. Like
this, yeah, I have I think the plus size one with the handle on it. I got the little handle.
I don't like the things, like you say you like the rose, but what you say you didn't like about it?
I was able to orgasm from it. I didn't really like the hold on it, but I did enjoy. I orgasm from it. I squirted from it, but then I like the womanizer better. But the rose is a good experience for somebody. It's, if you have a big clit, the rose is not going to attack you. It's not going
as much as I feel like that too. I feel like if you're not a clit stimulator, that's why I tell everybody the rose is not.
Right.
Everybody. I like click stimulator. I like the circle of motion. I like the DJ, you know, the DJ, the ch-ch-ch. So, and the circle of motion. So that's why I like the rose. So if you don't
like the DJ,
the
circle of motion, the lollipop. Looking like a lollipop.
So I do like the rose, but the rose is not my, I like the stem rose because after I do the suction, I like the squirt with the vibration. So I like the bullet part as well as I like the suction. But the rose is only good for click stimulators. If you like penetration and finger inside you, when you're on top, you like the rose touch up. When you ride the dick, you like to play with your vagina, the rose is not going to be for you. You got too many stuff going on.
I'm not big on, what did you just say you use?
I use the stem rose. One part
of
the
stick and one part of the rose.
So I like the...
I have a G-spot toy. I like a nice G-spot toy. And that G-spot toy, I like to use with a different clitoral stimulation. I used to use the pocket rocket. I've used the rose, and I've used the womanizer. But you have a womanizer.
I don't think no toy. I'm going to only be honest with you. And I'm not, you know, I'm a spokesperson for the womanizer. I wish I can be. But I have over 45 toys. No toy fucking with the womanizer.
No, that's what I'm saying. No, look, but listen to this. You take a womanizer. You use that womanizer. You get you a good G-spot stimulator.
I don't like penetration.
Okay, if you like penetration, you get you a good G-spot stimulator. It's like the best threesome in the fucking world.
I was about to say, that's a threesome. That's a threesome.
You're like,
that's what I teach women. If you have a toy that go in you and the suction, that's the definition of a threesome.
Yes,
you can have that threesome because my definition of a threesome is actually the penis going in me while a mouth is on my clit. That's a threesome. Not you fuck her and I watch. No,
that's not a threesome. That's
two heads and four mouths, four lips down there. Oh, Lord.
Hey, so this was real cool. I hope we opened up you all's minds with some things and helped you all understand. I hope that I was able to validate a lot of the things you've been telling them.
He's
spitting that gospel. I've been in
it a lot of stuff.
Almost 30 years.
They don't be wanting to hear from me.
So it's really important that you all just really, if you're going to do it right. Don't half-ass anything in your life. Show up and show out for everything you do. Put 100% into it, because that's a representation of who you are. Don't half-ass it. If you're going with your head,
that's why I try my best to create them, to create another person in the bedroom. Like, I'm Madonna, but I'm Tara, but I'm Madonna.
And that's what I said about naming the dick. I also, at the beginning...
Yeah, so, you know, maybe if they named themselves a porn star or a wannabe...
Just like you got Beyonce... If you listen to Beyonce music, Beyonce and Sasha Fierce have a different personality. Her naughty person is Sasha Fierce. You need to give yourself, I tell women, the same way I named Dick, I want you to name your pussy. And I want her to show up in that bedroom. Because see, sometimes she could do nasty stuff and not feel like, oh, I did this.
Because we mental. We think of everything before we do. Men think with their dick, they visual in us. We mental. So if our mental state, oh my God, that's nasty, we're not gonna do it. And I'm like, oh my God, that's nasty, I wanna do it. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Oh, thank you, Miss Callie. Yes, if you all enjoyed it, please share. Anybody that's following me, make sure you...
And can I talk about my contest one more time?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, one more time, you guys. I have a $500 contest. Free money, it's school time, high light bill. Storm's about to come out. You need some extra money for Christmas. You can enter the contest. You can wear a mask, no mask. You could do fruits, or you could do the real thing. If you a person that have an OnlyFans, I advise you to do the real thing, because not only I'm giving you $500, all my OnlyFans is going to be free. It's Madonna 3X. You able to start your own platform from me. So I'm giving my hoes an opportunity to branch out, and also for to get prepared for my private party, which we both talked about. We need to get to it with that. So I'm going to bring her to New Orleans, and I'm going to come with her to Chicago, and hopefully I try to meet her in Atlanta so we can really cut up two Black African American women in the same business with no hate. But I am so excited from her wanting me to be on her podcast, because I've been finding this lady for years. Like, I'm nasty because of her. Like, I didn't watch her talk about how to suck the tip of me, uncircumcised dick, lick the balls, lick the goose, what positions to put them in, how to hold your head. So that's why I'm so good today from her. So I need to give her flowers, because she made me good. The only thing different is I'm more of with a party type with it. So once you book me, we have a party as well as we learn how to suck dick. It's just not all straight education. So we shake our ass, because, you know, we from NOLA. We...
Right. I'm definitely trying to get down into one of them. But yeah, I mean, most times when I go, I'm coming into a party. You know what I'm saying? I'm just the education of the party. I will be hosting my own event soon. Also, I will be coming to Atlanta. If you're in Atlanta, make sure you all check out my Eventbrite, my Kinky Suckers class, or just look up Doug Kinky Kid. And I'll also be in San Antonio, but San Antonio will be a couples party. I'll be teaching men and women in San Antonio.
I would love to see that. Non-disclosure agreements?
Huh?
Non-disclosure agreements?
It'll be for couples. Everything, yeah. It'll be just couples. Ooh, it'll be a kinky pool party. I'll be teaching the women how to suck dick and the men how to eat.
No, pussy. Say it again. Women do that too?
Yeah. They'll be learning too. You know, whichever one they want to get to. You know, I do it. I'm no shame.
Stop playing. You know they got a lot of women.
You got a couple of Instagrams. Give them your Instagram.
Okay, my Instagram is sexyray_fantasies. Okay. Madonna.
Type that real fast. Okay, if I could find the underscore. Why I can't see it right now? Did I do it? Yes.
Yeah, y'all come to my little page. Come learn some stuff.
Sexy red underscore fantasy.
Y'all don't understand. Right. I'm going to cry once I get off this podcast. I'm trying to keep on with my makeup. And I'm going to go scream up the block. Because coming from me being where I'm at, and I had gave my
That's the wrong thing.
Career up for the start the sex business, and to know sometimes you get discouraged because you see 101 people doing it like you. And for her to pick me because she said I got something unique about me, they make me feel good. So I'm not stopping. This is the beginning of me cutting up. She just gave me everything that I needed that I already knew, but she helped me out with it. So be on the lookout for Madonna podcast. Be on the lookout for Madonna to be traveling with Kinky. Be on the lookout for all everything.
Is that it?
Sexy Red Fantasy. Yeah, but with a Y.
Wait,
well,
okay.
Tina.
Where the Y at?
See why you have the S is a Y.
Oh, it's just fantasy.
See, yeah, it's fantasy.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll be on the lookout. Also, don't forget about my $500 contest. Click the Instagram link right there, and you guys could be able to enter the contest. You could have no case, no face, wear a mask, and be looking out for more for me. And shop at sexyredfantasies.com. I do one-on-ones as well, but I see you a little kit with it. We do sell dicks kits.
I can't. You got pasties on? You got pasties on?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit's sexy. I was like,
you ain't read what my clothes say. You say fuck a hoe.
Oh, that's cute.
That's how I be feeling. You see that?
Yeah, that's cute.
That's cute. How I feel.
I'm like, okay, I see you. So yes, I've been in it for a minute, and regardless, like she said, it's always gonna be people who do what you do, but they don't do it like you do. Mm-hmm. And you have to have enough confidence and stuff in you that no matter what, when you show up as you, and that's enough. So many people hate on us because we do the same thing, but we do it differently. She never do what I do, and I never do what she do, and we do the same thing. And we could have similarities, and she could have learned this or learned that, but she put her spin on it. I put my spin. Don't ever hate on nobody. Congratulate. I support you. I admire you. I'm proud.
And I learned from you.
This is,
oh my God.
This is a very hard. This is a hard industry to be in if you don't know yourself. And I love the confidence you have. I love the way.
You know what? I should have let us talk about that, because I be wanting to talk about that so bad. Like, I really don't worry about nobody, but this is for the people who want to get in this world. You got to understand, people going to look at you strange. Like, you got to get an understanding with your kids. Like, my kids in college got good jobs. They know what I do. Like, you know, my family support everything that I do. They know I'm the nasty cousin. They know I'm the nasty child. And they okay with
it. They said it was going to be anybody, it was going to be you. Right.
You know, they didn't think it was going to be me, but I was so much. I made people accept me versus me accepting them. Everybody had no choice but to accept me. Like I told you, I'm the only fantasy lady in New Orleans that could be anywhere to make anybody suck dick. They'll suck it at the second line. They'll suck it at a pool party. They'll suck it in a strip club. They'll suck it in a regular club. That's me. I just have that aura. And to know, like I say, I just, oh my God, you don't understand. I'm so grateful to be on your podcast. I'm going to cry.
I love y'all too. I'm going to cry.
Y'all don't know.
Yeah, like, you know, you have to be confident in yourself and know who you are. And like she said, you have to be strong. And I've been very well accepted. I have kids. My family supports me. My mom and my sister pass out my car faster than I do. I might not even have
my kids. Mama do it too.
My mom be like, do you have good people sex? Here's my babies. You know, this is the kinky kid.
Buy toys for me because of my mama. Her nurses at the doctor's office buy toys for me. All the neighborhood people in the block buy toys for
me. My mother had a party. My mama said, you the only person I know can say dick and pussy in front of Christians. And they be like, yes,
little.
So it's not really, because we all want to learn. See, my elevator pitch is, they teach you how to read, they teach you how to write, I teach you how to fuck. Y'all don't just learn that. Y'all think because you got this pussy or you got this dick that you automatically know how to use it. And I promise you, y'all not using it nowhere near as capable.
They're not. They're not. They're not taking time. I told you they don't care anymore. They just want to get down straight to the nut. They don't want to learn.
The
mind and the soul first.
Man, I'm telling you, if you all enjoy any of this, to your followers, make sure you all follow me at TheKinkyKid1 on Instagram. I have a website, TheKinkyKid.com. You can check out my books, 365 Ways to Keep It Kinky. And I have my book, I'm a Sucker. I teach virtual classes if anybody's interested. If you're not in Chicago or you won't be in Atlanta or you won't be in San Antonio, you can book me for my virtual classes. I am the Kinky Kid, and I'm a motherfucking beast. Understand that. I don't play with them. I make them come.
Exactly. You already know.
I enjoy you for coming on here. I've been waiting for this. You know what I'm saying? And you showed up and showed out for me tonight. We about to get out of here. Thank you all so much. And y'all know how we do it. Keep it kinky. Good night.